So may I speak in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Do please sit down. In this morning's Gospel reading, Jesus offers a number of snapshots to help us understand more about the nature of the kingdom of God. At first, they seem simple. A seed growing into a tree. Yeast proving dough so that the bread will be delicious. But then he offers more complex images of the treasure buried in the field and a pearl of great value. Finally, he tells us that it can be compared to a net being thrown into the sea and the judgment which is made between the good and the bad fish. Common to each of these parables is the passage of time, a period of waiting. We often hear that the kingdom is both here and not yet. It's a testing concept given both to reassure and to challenge. To see the mustard seed grow into a tree, we must wait. The way Jesus describes the seed growing into such a large tree seems to be both miraculous and yet inevitable. It is the destiny of the mustard seed. If you have ever made bread or done other kinds of yeast cookery, you will know how waiting is essential. The yeast will, given time, eventually pervade the entirety of the leaven. It is unstoppable. If, like me, you have ever left dough to rise for too long and come back into the kitchen to find it taking over the whole worktop and oozing down onto the floor, you can see its overwhelming power, as well as my timekeeping problem. The growth of the mustard seed and the yeast speak somehow of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, how it can be all-pervading, all-consuming. They depict a welling up of God within, working to fulfill God's purposes. The man who found treasure in the field and the merchant finding a pearl of great value both had to wait too. We can only imagine how long it took the first man to arrange the sale of all his goods and to negotiate the purchase of the field. He had to be patient. He had to be careful. He didn't want to give the game away either, did he? He wanted to be able to find that treasure. Maybe this image reminds us of how the treasure of Jesus' identity was hidden from many people throughout his ministry. How they were expecting a very different kind of Messiah, and how costly following him could become. The pearl of great value was costly for the merchant too. He had sold all he had and would never wish to be parted from this precious jewel. Here, Jesus is telling his listeners how finding him and God's kingdom is a life's work, unique and worth all we have as well. There's no going back. So here we are, waiting for the kingdom of God, knowing that it will come, and yet already being part of it, already enfolded in God's love. St. Paul tells us that all things work together for good for those who love God. He is describing a process, maybe a distant horizon. So getting there requires both waiting and some work, some effort. Paul wrote these words when he had already suffered imprisonment and beatings, and would soon do so again before being executed. He was not writing these very positive words from a place of comfort. On the contrary, he understood hardship and challenge at a very deep level. It was his faith in the death and resurrection of Jesus which helped him to look on his circumstances with hope and an understanding of God's love working within him despite his sufferings. The reading from the first book of Kings tells us about the qualities needed for wisdom. When the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked him what he would like, he did not come out with a typical wish list, the sort that we might be tempted to write to Santa Claus, or for the unattractive qualities which we often see being played out by influencers, politicians, or other authority figures. No. Rather, Solomon grasped the enormity of the challenges ahead in leading God's people. In modern parlance, we might say that he had a touch of imposter syndrome for a moment. But in this situation, he stopped and he considered. In his situation, many might have asked for superpowers to keep the people in line or to make himself rich. But the Spirit of God working within Solomon, giving him the right words, led him to ask for discernment, an understanding mind to govern God's people, and to be able to discern between good and evil. This pleased God, who values humility and service among his people. Having patience, finding ways to be patient, to wait when we want instant results or urgent change, when we want to see that tree grow faster, to see that bread rise faster, to find the answer to difficult questions sooner, well, all these require humility, faith, and trust. In her Advent book, The Meaning is in the Waiting, theologian Paula Goodard tells us that Jesus brings both completion and surprise in our waiting, and points to a lifelong waiting, which can only be fulfilled in the end of all things. So meanwhile, we can look back to the good things we have received in the past and use them in God's service. We can embrace new things, new ideas, new treasure to build our own faith journeys and to carry our church forward too. As we seek the kingdom of God, we may find ourselves called to do all sorts of old and new things, like the master of the house, which Jesus described as bringing out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Whatever the future may bring, may the power of God working within us be as strong as the yeast in the dough. Let us also keep in mind St. Paul's words as he reminds us to trust that all things do indeed work together for good for those who love God, from whose love nothing can separate us. Amen.